The House will come to order. We're at that order of business, adoption of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 5. Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Wish to report to the House that the Joint Conference Committee does have a report, and I believe you have it on your desk. At the very beginning, we did not have an agreement. The Senate was pretty rigid, and nothing was really accomplished except the use of time. And so what you have before you now is an agreement in which the First Amendment from the House Committee of the Whole remains in place, and that was the one by Representative Byrd, and changed the effective date from July 1 to immediately. And the Second Amendment, the Committee of the Whole, Representative Yolways, changed the names from trustee to member. That remains in place. The Third Amendment, which was by Representative Gingrey, which changed from cause, which is the provision providing for the commissioner's ability to discharge a member from an appointed position with cause. And the amendment from the third reading in the House struck that and made it without cause. That has been eliminated, and so the only thing that what we lost was the amendment, the third reading amendment, changing it from cause to at will. Those are the changes that were agreed by the conference committee. I urge your acceptance.
Representative Gingrey for the first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The difficulty is that if when we switched it from for cause, and let's just go back and review because it's been a while since we did this bill, these are people that are volunteers onto a board. So they put their name into the county commission. They say, I'd like to be on the fair board, or I'd like to be on the parks and rec board, one of the boards that the county commissioners have. And that when you suddenly don't show up, maybe you're not coming to meetings, or other reasons of what you're doing, what the original bill said the only way you could get rid of them is with cause. So if we were going to stick with that, and I think the good chairman of judiciary got up and gave a really good talk on this that one day, you got to define cause. What is cause? You know, there's some different definitions that have been bandied about as to what cause might be. Now, if you go over into the school teachers' statutes and you look at school teachers can be terminated for cause, and then we define it. We say cause is, and we give a whole list. And you can't just take that definition because that isn't really applicable. The problem is that this bill is giving rights to a volunteer board member. These aren't employees of the county. They certainly, you know, which is funny because in most counties in this state, the employees are at will. I mean, you can terminate an employee in a county government in most counties. Well, some of you are a little different, but in my county, for without cause. So here we are suddenly going to give more protection to a volunteer board member than we do to an employee of the same county. So what we did on the House position was that we switched that from for cause to without cause. Because what we were saying was there should be a mechanism, because when it's silent, it gets a little confusing. There was the issue in one of the counties in regards to the Memorial Hospital. We actually solved that last year. We actually did that. And so this year they were wanting to make it more consistent. There's no need for this bill this year. This bill actually, if it passes with the Senate position, understand, the House position lost and the Senate position prevailed in conference committee. If the Senate position gets passed right now, This puts the counties in a very odd situation, where suddenly the volunteer board members have more rights than their own employees. What I would suggest is that let's let this bill die this year. Let's work on it again over the summer, and let's come back with a product that we all could agree with that actually makes sense. Because I'll tell you, if we had not gone with the without cause, I would have brought another amendment. So let's say if we had voted down, when I brought that amendment to say without cause, and we said, no, we want it to be for cause. My next thing was I was actually going to bring an amendment that defined cause. But then I decided, well, I don't need to define cause because we went with without cause. If we pass this, there's no definition of cause, and it just sort of hangs out there. I would urge you to vote no on this conference committee report, and let's let the bill die for this year. We don't have to pass every bill. You know, some bills just, they need a little more time to germinate and to get there. And I know it's tough. It's the last day, last hour. It's fun to, it's time to go. But I urge you to vote no on this one, and let's give it some more time and come back next year and work on this.
Anyone else for their first time? Chairman Brown.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I see it just a little bit differently. Let's go back to the employees. Employees can be terminated at will, or they can be terminated for cause. We have some public employees in each situation. It depends on what the terms of their contract was at the time they were hired. If they're hired as at-will employees, then they're terminable at will. If they were hired as contract employees, terminable for cause, then they're terminable for cause. Once in a while, we've had some public institutions in the state who had contract employees terminable for cause that the county wanted to convert over and make them at-will employees. Typically, the way that's done is they're offered a pay raise, some incremental step up in pay as consideration for relinquishing their rights for cause and becoming at-will employees. I hope that makes some sense. And most employees do it. Occasionally, I have a holdout that doesn't. So that's the employee situation. Now we get to these boards and the people that are on them. And I don't, as the law stands today, I don't think the county commissioners, without some help from us, I don't think the county commissioners can terminate them at all. They're neither for cause or at will. They're somewhere beyond that. They're just on the board, and there's not really a way to get rid of them, at least unless their contract becomes so egregious that it's gross or somewhere beyond gross. And kind of as an aside, I saw a law professor one time in a torts book said, well, what's the definition of gross negligence? What's that? And he finally decided it must be the failure to use the care that a careless man would use. That's how bad it's got to get. So we've now got a three-step progression. We've got board members that maybe you can't get rid of. You've got an intermediate position of terminable for cause. And you've got the most liberal position, which is terminable at will. We tried to go from can't be terminated at all to terminable at will to give the county commissioners the maximum control over these boards and commissions that they could have. The Senate's trying to take us back to the middle position, which I think terminable for cause is still better than not terminable at all. Now, we talk about terminable for cause, and we can define that if we want to. With school teachers, we've said it's not good enough. We're just not going to let a court sit here and find all the reasons for cause, because the people wanted more predictability in that. So they defined for cause and said, well, in the context of school teachers, if you're going to terminate for cause, here's what we're talking about. But it doesn't have to be that way. For cause means for a reason that's sufficient to terminate, and it changes with the terms and circumstances of the employment and the conduct of the individual involved. So I see it as a halfway position. It's a half a loaf. It's not as liberal as we wanted to grant, but it's much better than we have now, which is maybe not terminable at all. And so I say pass the bill, concur, pass this thing. We'll have them at least terminable for cause. And if there's sufficient circumstances out there, the county commissioners will be able to use it. And then if we don't like it, come back next time and just isolate that issue and say, okay, county commissioners can terminate people We just want to isolate this issue about whether they can do it. They have to, they're held to have only being able to terminate them for cause, or whether we can move it to the most liberal position, which is they can terminate them for no reason anytime they want to. They can just get rid of them. So on and for concurrence, Mr. Speaker.
For the first time, Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First time to reserve a second.
Anyone else for the first time? First time. Second time. Representative Gingrey.
Just real quick, Mr. Speaker. Just to remind you, these aren't people that should have rights. These are volunteer board members. These are the people appointing them are elected officials. We should have the respect of the to treat the commissioners, the county commissioners, as that, as elected officials. They have the right to appoint a person. They appoint someone on to the fair board. They should also have the ability to remove that person. Now we're going to hang this over their neck, and we're going to say, you have the right to appoint them, but you can only remove them for cause. Is that the correct way of doing this? And I would say no, that we need to have more respect for the elected officials, the county clerks, and not tie their hands. I also disagree that it's okay to somehow pass a bad product out of here, and next year we come back and fix it. If it's a bad product, let's kill it this year, and we come back and we do it right from the very beginning. We'll work the bill. We'll work the bill from beginning to end and make sure we have a good product. But I don't want something to go out of here that everybody's going to be confused about, and my answer is going to have to be, well, we're going to fix it next year. Yeah, we know we messed up, but we're going to go back next year and we'll get it fixed for you. That's not the way legislation should be coming out of this body. I would urge you to vote no, and we'll come back next year and get this done.
Representative Byrd, Chairman Brown, for your second time, unless you want to go now. Representative Byrd, second time.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. On and for the concurrence, with all due respect to the former speaker, I don't believe this is a bad product. It puts a tool in the toolbox for the county commissioners to do what they are statutorily required to do. They are allowed to hire these people, put them in the places. This gives them at least some sort of definition, some fence line that they can actually work with in the cases where they need to remove these people. It is not, in my opinion, a bad piece of legislation, so on and for the concurrence.
Chairman Brown, for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Part of the argument here maybe that we're having, and with all due respect, believe me, for the other argument that's being made, I think part of the argument we're having is, what rights do these people have right now? Do they have some or none? Well, if they have none, why are we even working on this bill? The reason we're working on this bill is to have a way to terminate them. That implies, I mean, you have to logically say the reason we want to try to terminate them now with this bill is because without this bill we can't, which I think is right. And I don't think they can be terminated at all. So to shift it and say we're going to terminate them for cause doesn't impress me as giving them additional rights. It takes away less rights. They go from not being able to be terminated at all to the halfway position as well. Okay, you can terminate them, but you've got to articulate a good reason, and you've got to be able to justify that reason. You've got to be able to substantiate it. We just aren't going clear to the extreme, which is you can terminate them without a reason, just arbitrarily, anytime you want to. But right now they're not terminable at all, and if the argument is, well, you can terminate them now without a reason, then why are we working on this bill? We've already got this position over here, but that's not the case. So on and for concurrence, because I don't think it gives them more rights. I think it strengthens the county commissioner's hands to deal with board members who really, truly, they have a really good reason for saying they need to get off the board. On and for the concurrence.
No one else for their second time. Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Two items that should be brought up in this discussion. First off is that we did more than just strike that cause or at will. We did more than that. We removed, I know everybody's got this on their desk and are really anxious about it, but on page 2, line 7, and we did this repeatedly with the House amendment, and that was struck out of public hearing unless the director requests a public hearing. So that provision has also been removed. That was rather persuasive to your concurring committee. The second thing that is significant, I believe, is the fact that this is a bill that was brought forward by the consent and at the request of the county commissioners and their association as a high priority. That, too, was compelling, that we're not forcing something on to the county commissioners that heretofore they did not want. As a matter of fact, they had asked for it. So with that, I urge your concurrence.
We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 5. A majority of the members elected to the House is required to adopt the report. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell. Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles excused. Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No. Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller. Miller excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
No.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlick.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne. Excused. Braunish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 35 aye, 22 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 5. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 8. Chairman Simlick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 8 and ask for your aye vote. The ethanol tax credit proposal came to us as a repealer. This body looked at into the statutes of what we had provided for this ethanol plant and suggested that maybe a promise made is a promise kept. So our position coming out of this House is that we were going to continue with the ethanol tax credit, but at a after a couple amendments, we were going to reduce that to 18 cents a gallon for over 6 years. What this conference committee report that I'm asking you to agree to changes the way that we get about to the same position that the House had. They want to go back to the 40 cents per gallon for the tax credit and do it over a three-year period. The result of this Conference Committee report and the House position is really the same obligation with respect to the amount. It's just a different way that we go about doing that. And I think this was a good compromise, and I would ask for your aye vote.
Representative Pedersen.
Mr. Speaker, for my first time, so I may have a second.
Looks like you better go right now, then.
Mr. Speaker, for my second time.
Anyone else for their second time? You ready, Patty? We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 8. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles excused. Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Korberg. Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne excused, Braunish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 2 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 8. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 25. Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I move concurrence on the Joint Conference Committee Report on Senate File 25 and urge your favorable vote in this conference committee. We went back and talked to our counterparts on the other side, and we agreed to remove the amendment to the bill that was submitted by the representative from District 47, and that was an amendment that was put on the bill because of a concern that this bill might prevent disclosure of information about conservation easements. I will tell you, we ran that by four attorneys, all of whom are very skilled in this area, one of whom is the attorney for the people that print the newspapers, and all four of them said, I don't know. They said, maybe in time we can figure it out, but I don't know. And that amendment was causing a lot of heartburn on the other side, so we agreed in conference committee to give up on that amendment. And such a way, I hope that we didn't throw our friend and neighbor under the bus. We did the best we could there. And so the bill, as it comes back to you for concurrence, would be in the original form that we sent it down there, except for that, with that one amendment deleted. So I think it's the best result that we could get, and I think that it leaves the bill in very workable fashion, and we'll give legal counsel some time to work it out. Maybe a situation will arise somewhere or the other, and the fog will clear about whether we need a modification or not. But we just can't tell, and nobody can say, well, it's a bad bill or a good bill as to that particular modification. So I would urge you to concur. Pass this bill, and we'll be back here in a short order, and if there is, in fact, turns out there is a problem there, we'll have an opportunity to look at that problem. So I urge you to vote aye on concurrence.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Number 1's report to Senate File 25. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo. Berger. Blake,
aye.
Blickrey,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Botten,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles excused, Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
no.
Miller excused. Moniz. Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne excused. Ronish.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 49 aye, 8 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 25. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 27. Chairman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on Joint Conference Committee Report on Senate File 27 and urge you to vote aye. This is a very similar situation where we had this bill, and on third reading we added an amendment to the laundry list of reasons a body could hold an executive session. Existing language said to consider or receive any information classified as confidential by law. We added to that in the amendment, including any privileged or communicative acts recognized as confidential under Wyoming law, including but not limited to Wyoming Statute 112-101 and 35-2-910. One of those is the attorney-client privilege. The other is the doctor-patient privilege. In the conference committee discussion, among other things, it was pointed out that we had not, with our amendment when we added it, we had not provided a complete laundry list of matters that are confidential as a matter of law. And the one example I thought was a good one, I'd thought of some others, but I hadn't really thought of, is trade secrets. And those are confidential as a matter of law. So we added an amendment that was sort of redundant. We already said you can call them for an executive session for matters that are confidential according to law. Then we said including the things under those statutes, but it wasn't a complete list, so it's redundant. It's not a complete list. And again, we agreed in conference committee to back up and accept the bill without that amendment. We did get all the rest of the amendments that we put on the bill. Again, I think it's a good bill. This does even less harm than the other one did in removing this amendment. It's still a good bill. It still protects everything that's confidential under the law, and I think it provides all the protections that we need. So for those reasons, I would ask you to vote aye on concurrence.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 27. A majority of the members elected to the House is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles excused. Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone. Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller excused, Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
no.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne excused. Ronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 3 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 27. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 107. Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Message 269 to Senate File 107 and ask for your favorable aye. Ladies and gentlemen, recall that this is Public Works contract, and we had quite a bit of debate on this, the first part being in regards to the bond amount of $250,000, which was put in the bill based on interim study from the original amount that's in statute currently at $100,000. The committee came to a compromise basically at $150,000. We did take more testimony, more discussion about the bond level, and based on inflation and opportunities for trying to promote Wyoming contractors, we thought that this was a fair balance. The second component had to do with standing committee language that we did in House appropriations, and we had changed the terminology for person in order to protect them. It was, and we created contractor, and then we gave a definition to it. But it turns out that we have too many other statutes that would be impacted by this, and we had not really gone through and taken care of that. So we deleted that part of the standing committee amendment. And also just to maybe further on that is that based on the common law and rule of our for construction in our statutes 8-1-102, it we rely on that currently for the protection of a person, and in that it describes a person as the corporation is responsible and goes through. It's quite a few pages of information there that we can use, so we felt comfortable taking that out. Then the other component with the standing committee amendment we left in was the final payment verification of residency in order to get that final payment. What we also left in was the amendment that deleted the executive order. And keep in mind, when we started this legislation a couple years ago, we considered it temporary and that we needed to have someone be able to have oversight while we were not here to make those decisions. We have decided that we've had enough time and that we did not need that, so we left our amendment on the House side with deleting the executive order. And then the final component was we deleted the amendment that took into consideration legal residency and basically have asked for that to be studied in the House Bill 26 that we have passed earlier, and also that we believe that the Constitution clarifies the legal residence in Article 19, Section 3, and Article 16, Section 6. So if there are no questions, I would ask for a favorable aye.
We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 107. A majority of the members elected to the House is required to adopt the report. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Freeman. Freeman. Gay. Gingery. Goggles excused. Greer. Green. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Illaway. Yagi. Kasparic. Croker. Krohn. Lockhart. Laux. Lebno. Madden. McKim. McComey. Miller excused. Moniz. Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Patterson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne excused, Ronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Brechtel? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 49 aye, 8 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 107. stand at ease for just a moment. But don't leave. Chairman Brown. We are at that order of business of recognition of someone in our midst who has been an integral part of this House of Representatives for 16 years, and without whose expertise and professionalism and articulation and wonderful baritone voice, we could have never done any bit of the work we've done the last 16 years. And he really didn't want any recognition whatsoever. But I think we would all be remiss if we didn't recognize our very own reading clerk, Bill Dubois, and the wonderful job he's done for us over the years. Please give him a hand.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed, sir.
I wanted to fade away like MacArthur, you know, they just, when he said old generals just don't die, they just fade away. But thank you all very, very much. I'll be brief. I do want to say thank you very much to all the legislators through the last 16 years. Everybody has been very, very, very nice to me and doing things very, very fine in all respects. I will tell you just a couple of funny stories, and I was just talking about it this morning. One time I absolutely mangled a bill in Committee of the Whole, and Representative Chris Boswell was sitting there, and he said, instead of, you've heard the reading of the bill, what's your pleasure? He says, you've heard the attempted reading of the bill, what's your pleasure? Well, the House had a good laugh, indeed. And another funny thing that happened once, Representative Pedersen was telling our dear friend Representative Hageman that he'd had me as a teacher and that I taught him a lot about history and government. And anyway, it was interesting. Representative Hageman said, oh, did you teach Representative Zwanitzer too? And I said, no, I taught his mother. You know, and then there was the time that Colin Simpson and Tony Ross dreamed up some kind of a skit about Ellis Island and why my name was Dubois and the president of the university was Dubois. But anyway, it was wonderful. But everybody's been very, very special and kind. I want to tell you people that you are very, very lucky to have a chief clerk like Patty Benskin who runs this place like a well-oiled machine. She's efficient and effective beyond compare. I would like to say it's been wonderful to work 16 years in a building that most of you know, my great-great-grandmother's statue's in front of it, and we're sitting in a room that my grandfather designed. I've always been thankful to Representative Illaway and his committee to redo the wonderful ceiling lights and make them so beautiful again. And I'd also like to say a special thanks to Mr. Cleef Gunther of the Homeland Security, because for the last 4 years, he has made it so that I didn't have to worry about walking on ice and snow. Most of you know I have spinal stenosis, and it's getting harder and harder to get in and out. And for that reason, and because I want to play bridge every Wednesday and do my civic life, goodbye. God bless you.
And I might mention it was too large to bring out here, but we do have a cake in the back for Bill. So, you know, it's the afternoon, so have at it. Knock yourselves out. Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I just have to tell a little story. When I first came down here, I struggled with the subparagraphs in the statutes. And there's little I or little 2I or little V or whatever. And then they came about this business, Romanet such and so and Romanet such and so, which I just couldn't get a handle on. So I went and talked to Bill one day, and I said, Bill, what is the deal on this? And he said, well, the suffix et comes up in two contexts. One is in small, like kitchenette, Romanette. The other, of course, would be the female context, like dudette. So thank you, Bill, for setting me square on that.
Representative Pedersen.
Mr. Speaker, first, may I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
I'm already here, but I was going to tell you, I feel kind of guilty, Bill, because I got in your class, and you retired shortly thereafter that, and I got back on the House, and you retired shortly after. I hope this isn't a personal thing with you and me. This seems to be an ongoing trend. But, Mr. Speaker, we have some folks up here, and we'd like to present some awards to leadership if the body will bear with us for a moment, and we'll start here. And Representative Blake, will you please?
Well, first of all, we have a gift from the Courtesy Committee for Minority Caucus Chair Joe Barbuto.
Hey, Joe.
We already have privilege of the floor.
All right.
Okay.
For you, I'll.
All right. Special dispensation, then, Mr. Speaker. I'm supposed to present this to the gentleman here who has proven that friends come and go, but enemies accumulate, and that would be the majority whip, Mr. Matt Teeter. Matt presided when I ran up my big run of check marks on the Pedersen cheat, and that was proof to me that when Teeter told me the most sincere form of self-criticism was suicide, and I wanted to thank him for that. Thank you.
Can I just go? Thank you, folks. Our good House Minority Whip Throne would have liked to have been here with us this afternoon. Unfortunately, she had court. We're pretty confident that she's going to be acquitted on all charges. But I want to tell you, she's a wonderful woman. She is. She's been great to work with on our side, and I know that on the other side of the aisle, you guys have a lot of respect for her as well. She's tenacious. She's stubborn when it's necessary, but she's just a wonderful legislator and a wonderful friend and a great whip. And I'd ask that you give her a hand, even if she's not here.
Next in line is the good speaker pro tem. And it was for good cause that we elected good speaker pro tem to be the good speaker pro tem, and not bad cause or no cause. You know, the speaker has been, pro tem has been here 7 years, and all of us know him to be a very tedious and meticulous person. If he brings you a bill, or a bill comes up, you know he's going to read it, and you know that if there's a problem with it, it'll be discussed. On the other hand, so he has that prosecutorial instinct, but also he has a true fairness and a kind heart, which also makes for a good speaker. And the we appreciate having him. He's a bit of an enigma. You know, he's from Teton County, but he's a conservative. Prosecutor, but fair. So just those things don't, it just it all bundle it together. It makes a really good guy. And we so let's give a big hand for Keith King.
Well, thank you guys again. You know, being a young guy, I've had a lot of wonderful mentors in this body and even in the body across the hall, believe it or not. But one that particularly stands out because he's been my desk mate now for the last 4 years is Minority Leader Goggles. And I'll tell you, I would have been really lost a lot of times had it not been for him, and he didn't have to do it, but he always took the time to explain procedure to me, to talk about the rules, and just generally fill me in on what was going on. If I'm any good at being a legislator today, I attribute much of that to him. I talked to him this morning. He's doing a lot better. He, as always, sends his love and gratitude to all of you for your support and prayers, but certainly I know he used to. He calls Senator Escobel his big brother, and he's certainly been a big brother to me. So please continue your prayers for him, but let's give him a large round of applause now as well.
If your bill made it and was read in this year, you may want to applaud. If you didn't, it may have been your own choice, so you may want to applaud. Our majority floor leader sometimes when he's up at the mic, when I grew up, my dad always had me listening to Prairie Home Companion and Garrison Keillor, and it's a real nice, dry level of humor that is great, and it's great when the majority floor leader comes up and gives us some nice economist and actuarial jokes and delivers them on a perfect form. And someone has really helped us organize ourselves and really help also keep the message and stay out in front of making sure that we're delivering what we intended to the citizens here in Wyoming. And he's also been a good friend of mine, and as a matter of fact, he was the reason that I drove up there. And for the first time in my life, it's embarrassing, you go all these places, but you don't go in your own backyard. And he was the reason I finally got to go see Devil's Tower, and he even told me what path to take and all these different things. So won't you give a big hand for my friend, our majority floor leader, Representative Love now.
This is exciting, something much bigger, isn't it? So I have the great pleasure and honor of presenting the gift to our Mr. Speaker, who these past 2 years has been a great mentor to, I think, many of us. When I think of that, I think of the quiet lawyer who is steady, principled, very principled, fair to everyone in this body. I think that's what we would call a statesman. I think something that's desperately needed in the political arena, he embodies it. He is a statesman. He will be deeply missed, Mr. Speaker.
Wow, thank you very much. I'll tell you what it is, yeah, when I open it. Well, I didn't know when this time would come. When I started this process 10 years ago, I knew it was something that I very much wanted to do. And I've enjoyed immensely every single moment of every year that I've been down here. And I think the reason I get emotional and I talk about it is because I love the state of Wyoming so much and I love the process so much. But more than that, the thing I didn't really expect, and yet should be obvious to all of us, is that each and every one of you and each and every one of the colleagues I've served with over the years has really become a good friend. And I don't know of too many instances in life where you can join an organization, or whether it be a business or your employer or anything like that, and you can honestly tell people when they ask you about your colleagues and the people you work with, you can honestly tell them that you feel like at least you're truly friends with each and every single one, regardless of party, regardless of philosophy, regardless of ideology. And over 10 years, that's something so special in your life that you can't even measure it. It fills you up so much to know that each of you and the people that have come before you and the people that will come after you care so much for this state and care so much for each of you. And to me, that when I look at this and I look back after 10 years, I knew I wanted to be here, but I didn't realize how much I would enjoy it. And I would say, next to my family and especially my children, this is the highlight of my life, right here, and you guys. And the reason is because of you guys. And so I want to say that I appreciate so much, and it's such an honor and privilege for you to have chosen me as your leader, an honor and privilege that you trusted me, and that you gave me this position. And I hope that I made you proud, and I hope that together, we've left Wyoming better off than when we started. And I think we have. And I want to say just one last thing. You know, for whatever we do in this body and all the credit we get from our constituents, and if I had any success whatsoever in this position, it's because of the staff here in the House of Representatives, LSO, all the attorneys that draft our amendments, the bills. I can go on and talk about Pam over there, what a great secretary she is. Sandy always taking the pictures. Bill, you know, just a wonderful group to work with. And I think of Patty especially as our chief clerk. It's really true. Man, if I look good at all, it's because of her, and it's because of George, and it's because of Nancy and Wendy. And I could name so many, and I apologize if I miss anybody, but honestly, the staff, the IT, the highway patrol, everybody, this is just a giant family. It all works together, and we all work together to do the work of the people. And so I want to thank the House staff and all the people that surround us, our supporting cast, because without you, this, none of this would work. And we know it, and we appreciate it. So I want you to give them a hand. So finally, in closing, I wasn't sure, like I said, when this moment would come, but I'm sad to be leaving, but I'm not done. I don't know what the future holds, but, you know, you step back in time, take stock of your situation, and see where the good Lord leads you. And hopefully I'll see you all again real soon in some other capacity. So thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. We've got some bill signings at right now, 3 o'clock. And we've added three to the list, House Bills 46, 89, and 87, if you didn't see that. And so the House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel so we can go down to the 10 bill signings.
Test, 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 test.
Lord.